Good morning. How am I supposed to know what I want to do with the rest of my life right now? Am I making the right college decision? Will I be successful? As a soon-to-be graduating high school senior, these thoughts are constantly running through my mind. With the looming choices needing to be made in the upcoming months, it is exceedingly easy to grow entangled in worries for the future, forgetting about the here and now. It almost becomes inevitable to miss the moments happening now and to take life for granted due to making plans for the future. Although looking ahead is often vital to the end game and success, sometimes the only thing we need to do is live in the moment. We live in a world in which society constantly urges us to plan ahead, dwell on the future, and always have the finish line in sight. We've been raised in a world where the primary question growing up is, what do you want to do when you're older? This single question molds us from the start to think that the future is the priority and that we can't dedicate any of our focus to the present. If a runner only looks at the finish line, however, won't they miss the hurdles? If we focus too often on our futures, won't we grow oblivious to the good and the bad happening in our lives now? Philippians 4, 6 through 7 has been the set of verses for as long as I can remember that has driven me forward and kept me conscious of the present. My life has always been flooded with worry over what my purpose is and where I will end up. These two verses have allowed me to empty my soul of all the worries and simply present my requests to God. If we continually dwell on what is to come, we disobey the Lord by filling our hearts with worry. When we grow worrisome, it detracts from our efforts to be disciples of our God. And when full of endless preoccupations, our hearts and minds stop us from reaching our full potential in God's plan for our lives. We must let go and let God and cease worrying about what is to come. Living in the moment, for me, means giving up my life to God and letting Him take the reins. I must allow myself to grow susceptible to His plans so that I don't get in the way of my own success or the glory of God. Letting go of everyday worries, as I'm sure you all know, can prove extremely difficult. But even the slightest release lifts a major burden from my life. When I allow myself to focus on the future, I am overcome with stress and grow overwhelmed. But when I let go of these thoughts and permit myself to enjoy the present, I become relieved and am able to live a much better life. When I'm not worrying about that which is to come, I can enjoy the beautiful world that God has created, and I can enjoy the beautiful life that He has granted me. Living in the moment, a utopian idea that we should all strive to achieve, but really, what moments are we to live in, and who is to say which ones? Our Lord has granted us free will, and with this allowance, we are entrusted with the decision of choosing which moments to endure. Every day, we go out into this world, and we choose how we act. We choose whether or not to help someone in need, whether or not to obey our Father's laws, and whether or not to be disciples of the Lord in our actions. Living in the moment comes with the ever-important decision to decide how to live life. My constant reminder for myself is, in everything you do, Abby, bring glory to God. In whatever moments I live in, I need to ensure that I choose the moments that will satisfy the desires of my Heavenly Father. I need to overstep the callings of society and peer pressure and rather answer the calling of the Lord. As long as I choose the moments to live in that I recognize as wonderful and meaningful, I know I will continue to improve my life and further my faith. Therefore, I ask all of you to stop worrying and force yourself to grow conscious of your decisions and their effects and challenge yourself in everything you do and in every moment you live in to bring glory to God. Amen.